Tax day, the last day to file your income tax, has been extended to May 17th this year because of the pandemic. The pandemic has also caused many people to worry about their savings and their financial situation. And joining us by phone to talk about that is Sarah Holden. Sarah is Senior Director of Retirement and Investment Research, Senior Director of Retirement and Investor Research for the Investment Company Institute. Sarah, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Michael, thanks so much for having me.
All right, so they did move the deadline for tax income tax returns from the traditional April 15th to May 17th. Now, I'm assuming that's because of the pandemic. Is that right?
Yeah, I think the IRS recognized that last year was a challenging year. Many people found that they were changing jobs. So we're just giving people extra time to sort out all of their various sources of incomes and get their taxes together. But also this is an opportunity because it's possible to contribute to an IRA up until tax day and count it as if the contribution occurred last year. And this may be a way to reduce your taxes.
See, that's we start getting to IRAs and things like that, and my eyes start to glaze over because I have a tentative handle on that. So you're a perfect person to talk about that. So based on, you know, what happened last year with the pandemic and where our finances are, you know, going, and people are worried about, you know, all the money that they didn't make last year, what's the best way to save on taxes?
Well, sure. So an opportunity here is actually an IRA, which is a tax advantage retirement savings account. IRAs have helped 48 million U.S. households accumulate more than $12 trillion in savings already. And opening or contributing to an IRA is really easy to do. You could go to a full service broker or a financial advisor if you wanted some help in setting it up. If you're more do-it-yourself, you could go directly online to a mutual fund company or a discount broker. But no matter how you set that IRA up, the opportunity is that you can contribute up until tax day and count the contribution as if it occurred last year. And if you're eligible to make a deductible contribution to a traditional IRA, that would actually reduce your taxes.
Oh, wow. See, there's all these things that I had no idea, you know, exist when you start filling out your taxes. And this is why I guess it's a good idea to have somebody, a professional, do it for you, right?
Well, you can have someone help you, or many people just go online and look up the rules and do it themselves. When it comes to opening the IRA, you have a choice typically between a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. With the traditional IRA, if you're eligible to make a deductible contribution, that would reduce your taxes right then because that money doesn't get counted as part of your income in the year that you make that contribution. Once the money's in the IRA, great tax advantage there. Whether you invest it in mutual funds or exchange-traded funds or other securities, you end up having that money grow and compound, and all those earnings and gains get reinvested while it's in the IRA and you pay no taxes at that point. With the traditional IRA, when you take the money out, that's when you do pay taxes, but you've had all that great growth over all the years you had the IRA open. The other way to go is the Roth IRA, where it's an after-tax contribution. So you don't get a break this year. And many young people like this because they're early in their career, so their tax rate isn't that high. So no break now, but while the money's in the account, it compounds and grows tax-free over the years that it's in the account. And when you get to retirement, because you paid the taxes up front, with the Roth IRA, you get to take the money out tax-free. So whether you are able to take advantage of reducing last year's taxes, IRAs offer you the opportunity to reduce your taxes going forward because of all that great investment returns that basically is untaxed.
What about the people who are concerned about putting their money into anything because they're afraid that it'll be tied up and they can't get to it in an emergency? And I think last year pretty much told us how emergencies can happen really fast. How do IRAs work that way? Are they liquid? Can you get your money back out quickly without a penalty?
So with IRAs, the idea is that you're investing for the long term for retirement, but you can indeed take withdrawals. Typically, if you're younger than 59 and a half, there is a penalty, But when things happen, like COVID-19 hits the US, policymakers recognize that we're in a tough spot. So they actually waived the penalty. So you could get to the money without paying that penalty. So a bit of a safety valve there. Still, the idea is that you're trying to invest it for the long term. And that's really the best way to take advantage of it, because you'll get all that great tax-free growth while it's compounding in the account. But there is accessibility in the event, you know, something happens along the way.
Let's talk about investing for the long term, because the stock market just been insane. It's at high levels now, levels that have never been seen before. What can you tell people who are maybe thinking about in getting into the stock market, or are just deathly afraid of the stock market because of the volatility?
I think really, if you find yourself wanting to take the step toward investing, it's really important to think about the long term and to go about it in a diversified way. This really is a far better approach for most investors than gamified day trading. And funds such as mutual funds and ETFs offer a proven track record of helping Main Street investors achieve their most important financial goals. With funds, you get a professional manager who makes those hard decisions of when should we buy and when should we sell a stock or a bond. Funds are diversified, which means you're invested in a whole bunch of different companies, whether across the United States or even in other countries. You could go for an international stock fund, for example. And if you're into the environment, you could choose a fund that focuses on environmental issues. And funds are cost effective because you're pooled together with these other investors, and really you're able to access so many more markets than you could on your own. So a great way to go is think about the long term, think about diversification, and think about having a professional investment manager make those tough decisions of the asset allocations for you.
Now, younger people might be more aggressive with the stock market than older folks who have, you know, built up a savings. What kind of stock investments would you suggest for younger people versus older people?
Yeah, it's typically the case that younger investors will have more of a focus towards stock investing than older investors. And when we look at retirement savers, for example, we find that something called target date funds are very popular among young retirement savers. With a target date fund, you simply have to know the approximate year that you're going to retire, and you choose the fund with that year in its name, and the fund is diversified at every point in time. But importantly, it rebalances for you over time so that when you're young, it has a lot of stock investing, so it's reaching for growth. And as you're aging and approaching that retirement date, it is rebalancing automatically for you to become more focused on income, because that will be more of your focus when you get to retirement. That said, there'll still be some stock investing, because if you think about it, retirement might be the end of your working career, but it won't be the end of your investing career, because you could have quite a few years in retirement.
Now, we're getting a lot of stimulus checks. I know there are a lot of people who just need the money right now for goods and things and services and food. And then other people, you know, think, well, how can I make this grow? What would you say to somebody who has a stimulus check in their hand and says, well, I just want to invest this in something?
So if you find yourself wanting to take that step toward investing, again, I would encourage you to think about the long term. Think about diversification so that you don't put all your eggs in one basket. And think about, you know, looking at a range of mutual funds or exchange traded funds, because really they'll offer you the professional management, the diversification, in a cost effective way. So a great way to get into the market in a way that will help you grow that nest egg over time. And you won't have to worry about timing the market, because what you want to do is spend time in the market. So, you know, get in early, get in little by little, and this will accumulate into something big by the time you reach your financial goal.
Now, I'm going to ask you something that might make you uncomfortable, something about speculation, where we're going. Interest rates are, you know, really low, and mortgage rates and all that stuff are low. Where do you see that going in the next couple of years as we kind of cruise out of the pandemic era into a more normal, quote, normal era?
Yeah, I wish I had a crystal ball, but I'm afraid I don't. So again, the best approach, given that we don't know the future with certainty, is to think about each paycheck that comes in, putting a bit of it aside for emergencies, putting a bit of it aside for long-term goals like retirement or saving for a home or saving for education. And then with what's left, you know, spend that on your things you need to get now, you know, food and shelter, as you mentioned. But really the best way to think about this is, you know, a little bit each paycheck along the way will get you through what is, you know, an uncertain future, but it'll be a way that gets you on a path to that financial goal.
Now, some people have, you know, bid into their retirement funds and their savings because of, you know, last year's pandemic or this year's pandemic and, you know, lack of income and changing income. What do you say to those folks that want to build that back? And we might have already covered this, but I think it's important to people to hear it a couple of times. You know, you maybe you've taken a 50% cut in your retirement funds or your savings. How do we build that back up safely and conservatively? I know people are kind of concerned about that, but how do we do that? That's the best way to do that.
So policymakers recognize that COVID was a tough patch for people and put in place special rules regarding the money that came out. So if you were someone who took coronavirus-related distribution, you actually have the opportunity over the next 3 years to put the money back into your account. If you took out a loan from your retirement plan, you can repay that loan over the next 5 to 10 years. So I think the thing to do now, we had some rocks in the road. We need to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and look at the step-by-step ways that we can start putting the money back if we had to take some out. If our employer reduced their contribution to our 401k plan, we might start putting in some extra, and we'll want to be sure to pay attention to when that contribution comes back to be sure that we're taking advantage of it. So I think just keep an eye open for the opportunities that you have to little by little get things put back into those accounts to get your retirement nest egg back on track.
And companies that offer 401ks, that's still a good idea, right?
401k, if you work for an employer that has a 401k, make sure you are participating, make sure you are contributing to get all the employer money that there might be. 9 out of 10 participants are in a plan where the employer will put money into their account, but often it depends on how much they put in. So you want to be sure to take advantage of that. And then as you tumble your way through your career and change jobs, be sure to preserve that nest egg. You may be able to leave it at the previous employer. You may be able to move it to your new one. You can always put it in an IRA to consolidate it if that's what you want to do, but try to keep that nest egg rolling along to retirement.
And finally, I know a lot of banks and a lot of financial institutions have changed the way they do business because of the pandemic. And maybe some of these new policies that they've put in that they thought might be a stopgap, they might continue then. It might be user-friendly to the consumers. Should we go to our banks and our financial people and just ask them questions and see what's new and what's staying and what's changing and what's going back to the way it was?
Yeah, I think if the pandemic has taught us anything, it's that technology can really help us to stay connected, to do transactions, to learn about all our various options. So I expect that this movement towards so much more activity online will continue.
All right. So I guess the key takeaway here is that information we need, and folks like Sarah Holden over there at the Investment Company Institute can help you with that, or you just go to your local bank or just start asking questions, because like I said, you know, some rules have changed or some policies have changed, and they might just stay that way because banks have figured, you know, this is pretty good for the consumer, let's just keep doing that. Anything else, any kind of positive it's a good thing we don't do this live. Any more positive advice you have for the consumer as we cruise out of the pandemic?
Yeah, I think as we're heading out of the pandemic, it's sort of a time to take the opportunity to assess your financial health. It's a long-term project, so don't get discouraged if you feel a little bit off track right now. There's plenty of opportunities to get back on track. Again, opening an IRA or contributing to an IRA may be a way to reduce last year's taxes, but it's certainly a way to reduce taxes going forward and opens up to a world of investing, both in the US and in international companies. So really a great way to build a nest egg for retirement. I would also add that ICI.org has a whole lot of research as well as information on IRAs and 401k plans and what the participants and retirement savers have actually done. So if you want an idea of what other folks have done, I would suggest taking a look there.
All right. Well, you gave us a lot of information there, Sarah, a lot to think about and a lot of good ideas as we move forward and head out of this pandemic and try to get back to our, quote, normal way of life, whatever that may be this year. Well, Sarah Holden, Senior Director of Retirement and Investor Research for the Investment Company Institute. Thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thanks so much for having me, Michael.